Well, good morning, everybody. Now, you see this time capsule here? It is because I am committed to five-minute homilies during the season of Advent. And I'm sorry that if that launches you into a depression this morning. But part of that is because Advent is just, it is a season of silence and stillness. And a lot of us priests are kind of have decided to do five-minute homilies during Advent and then have 5 minutes of adoration right after communion time, before the final blessing. So before Mass would conclude, we'll have 5 minutes of adoration and to let our Lord speak, probably more important things than I would ever say. But I was just thinking of this today with our readings. I was remembering that when I was a kid, my dad would sometimes go on business trips. He was the budget director at Indiana University, and so sometimes he'd go out of town, and when he was gone, sometimes my brother and I would get into a little bit of trouble, and Mom would say those haunting words, you know, just wait till your father comes home and I'll tell him all about it. And I thought, oh no, you know, and then when we'd be kind of almost a little afraid or have a little bit of trepidation for when Dad would come back, and but most of the time, we looked forward to Dad coming back in love, you know. And I still have memories of when the garage, of hearing the garage door open, because it was right on the other side of the living room, the garage at our house. And so we could always hear it when it was opening. And as a little kid, I remember being really excited, you know, and being like, I get to see my dad, you know, and running over to the door to meet him there. And I remember when we were super young, he'd lift us up, you know, and throw us all around, and we'd hug him and all those things. And that's the sort of love and the sort of excitement that we're supposed to have for Jesus. We're getting ready. Advent is a time to get ready to celebrate the anniversary of the first coming of Jesus 2,000 years ago, when Jesus came and changed everything. And it's also this time, though, this beautiful time to prepare ourselves, because Jesus says he's coming back and we don't know when it will be, but he's going to come back. And hopefully we have this mindset, you know, of like in love, like, Jesus, I can't wait for you to come back. I'm excited for that. I'm not like afraid, because I've had my hand in a cookie jar and been up to all these things and I'm going to get disciplined and he's going to give me the what for. But because Jesus, out of love, like, Jesus, I can't wait till you come back. And that's what St. Paul was telling the church in Thessalonica in our second reading today. He says, strengthen your hearts, get them ready, because Jesus is coming back. Get them excited for that return of our Lord. And Jesus himself in our gospel today, he says, make sure that your hearts don't become drowsy, that you don't carry about in carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, which he puts on the same level as carousing and drunkenness, which I find very interesting. But Jesus is saying, don't let all that stuff distract you. Have your hearts ready, awake, because I'm coming back. And just like I changed everything in the whole bloody world 2,000 years ago, it's going to be even something bigger. So be ready. Be excited. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Be excited for that day and well prepared. And isn't that what Advent is all about? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.